Okay, I'm back, Christoph Kemper, with my link building and SEO podcast. Welcome. I spoke about what learning takes as an investment of your time, especially your time. And this is something that I want to repeat right now, because the investment that you make with your education, with learning SEO, learning online marketing, is first and foremost, your time. If you don't spend time learning stuff, you will fail. The second thing, of course, is you need some material to learn, and that includes a domain, includes a web host, include, you know, whatever software you might need, includes maybe a package of some videos that you want to watch, or books, or tools. All of these things come together. But let the money be the least of your problems. You know, even in school, you had to buy some books, right? Here, when we talk about your professional education, the thing that you cannot buy back is time. With all the money that you will make in the future using SEO, you will not be able to buy back your time. So that's your most precious thing. So, and while we talk about your investment of time, I'm sorry to be the party pooper, but I'm going to tell you, you're never going to be done learning SEO. This is not something you do once and then set and forget. SEO is the art of going after Google's algorithm, going after those tricks that will make you stand out from the competition. SEO is not following what Google asks you to do. It is a practice that it requires you to change and to adapt and to learn over time. So the rules change, and they have changed. In 2012, for example, with the Google Penguin algorithm, they introduced rules that changed the way links worked. Before that, links would have a positive effect or no effect. There were barely to see any problems from bad and spammy linking. You threw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. That's what it was. Now, in 2012, the rules changed and all the things were suddenly of a negative impact. And this in hindsight. Just like the tax authorities changed the tax rules in hindsight and then charge you extra, this is what Google did. And some businesses suffered really, really, really bad. That's what it is. Rules change. And now I hear you say, oh man, Christoph, this is so complicated. This is so much work. I will never make it because all of you guys and your friends and their parents already made SEO and I'm never going to learn it. Here's the good news for you, guy. You are a new kid on the block. And this is great because you're young. You want to try stuff and you want to learn it. And this is so much better than those people that have a lot more to lose than those people that have lost a lot. I call this the penguin trauma. When you came to the office and lost everything overnight, oh my God, it's very, very natural. And many of my friends experienced that. Lost a lot, so naturally they are cautious now. You were not in this situation, so that means you have an emotional benefit, an emotional advantage over those people, right? And so I think it doesn't hurt to be the new kid on the block. And especially now in 2016, when I did all these tests about redirects and figured out that, you know, some of these rules actually changed. Some things that we took for granted changed. And other people did not question that and still use their old tricks. You might be better off starting off fresh, starting new in SEO today. And this could be your big, unique advantage. Versus the old dudes like me. So I think a saying, stay hungry, stay foolish. I think Steve Jobs said that, applies perfect to this situation. You want to stay hungry, stay foolish in SEO. As soon as you get old and lazy and take things for granted, you will fail. This is exactly what happened to those people that did their directory link spam, that did their press release syndication spam, and, well, got penalized in 2012. And you know what? Those are the people that have left SEO. Those are the people that keep talking about how SEO is dead, how link building is dead, how these things don't work anymore. You know, we did this and Google shut it down. Well, actually, I think they shut themselves down with disbelief, with the fear of trying new things again. So stay hungry, stay foolish. Okay, and here's some words about those tricks, those recommendations. When you go to your tax authorities and you ask for tax tricks, for tricks to save money on taxes, you think those official authorities will give you the exact tricks that the big companies, the big corporations use to exploit tax loopholes today? You think that those officials have the skill or the knowledge or the interest, the motivation to actually give you some dirty tricks? Some dirty tricks that, you know, highly skilled people found out by studying a lot and learning a lot and testing a lot? Certainly not. If you go to your tax authorities, they will tell you something like, okay, go file your taxes, show me all your details, show me all your invoices. We want to track down exactly what you did, and then maybe you will pay less taxes. Maybe. And this is very similar to people asking Google, what should we do to rank better? Can we do this? Can we do that? Will we get penalized if we put our titles on the page all in upcase? Or will we get penalized if we use emojis in the title? You know, you don't ask Google stuff like that. Don't even think about that. Stop doing that. It's not only highly annoying to Google, it's highly annoying to everyone following that. What do you think they're gonna come back with? Oh yeah, sir, you just have to do A, B, and C, and then we'll give you an unfair advantage about your thing, about your website, against your competitors that are not doing that. You think they'll ever say that? You think they'll ever give you this unfair advantage? Of course not. Webmaster relations is to keep webmasters happy by answering, well, those not so skilled questions, those not so reflected questions. Stop doing that. I think, you know, what you can ask the Google people is certainly useful information in regards to the indexing. How does indexing work? What do you think how we should use this new schema markup? And all of these technical details that have to do with the complexity of building a web search engine, they can maybe answer. But in other cases, when we talk about pushing rankings, how redirects will affect rankings, whatever you ask them, if you get this 140-character response in a tweet, this is not enough to cover the whole full complex scenario, and they actually use that to their advantage. They give you half questions, half answers, right? You can't answer, you can't ask the questions in full with all the detail. So they don't give the answer in full detail and in all scenarios, right? And that is what webmaster relations are about. Don't expect anything out of that. And Barry Schwartz does a wonderful job, you know, recapping all that stuff. Because it's a great link bait, great clickbait. People love to, you know, follow John and Gary and, you know, ask these questions. But I think, you know, you might have noticed that they're sometimes even making fun of the so-called search engine experts. And now I got really bad news for you. Take it with a grain of salt, please. You will fail. You will fail in your SEO tests, in your SEO experiments, like I failed many times, like so many other people failed many times. Go, stand up again and try again. Whenever you lose a domain, whenever you mess up with an experiment just because you wanted results too quickly, be aware that this will cost you time and money, and you will learn from that. With every failure, you have a huge advantage over those PowerPoint talkers, those people just repeating what they heard, just, you know, being the people that quote other people. You want to be the guy, you want to be the girl to test things, to break stuff, to mess with the rankings, to make those mistakes and learn from it. This is what you want. You will fail and you have to fail. There's no way in learning. And of course, when you do your research, you should minimize that failure. When you spend the time up front, you don't have to spend them later. And now a little giveaway for you in regards to my biggest mistake when I started in SEO. I was working as a project manager still. I did this as a side business. I already sold some links. I already made money on affiliate. So I was basically on. I understood that there's money to be made. I understood there's more money to be made. And I made this huge mistake. Can you guess what it was? I was cheap. I was super cheap. I would not want to spend a single euro. So I spent days, I spent weekends, I spent my whole vacation time researching some solutions, you know, cheap tricks, cheap scripts. Aaron Wall had a tool on tools.seobook.com. I'm not sure if it's still around. A simple common backlink tool that broke every time because it not only used only the free Yahoo API, the API that had only a couple hundred links. It was running on a poor server that was breaking all the time. And I downloaded it. I could host it on my own server. I broke that server because it was basically cheap software. It was free software from some script kiddie hacked. It was not made for large data operations. And when back then, you know, in 2003, the large data was, you know, like 1,000 links or something, with 10 domains, maybe 10,000 links. I don't know. I spent so much time trying to fix that, trying to make that thing work. Oh my God. And I spent weeks implementing a PageRank scraper. You know, MySQL and PHP on Apache, I took a Lucene engine, I think, and started writing a crawler, scraping, you know, the PageRank and other data from my links, you know, the stuff that later on, years later, became link research tools on a scalable, large, big data infrastructure. It made sense back then to make this learning of, you know, how this data is useful for me now operating link research tools. But from an SEO perspective, from a link builder's perspective, it was a huge waste of time. It was so much time wasted. And I remember December 2003, I bought this link, the PageRank scraper from some Chinese guy, I don't know, $100 maybe. And it worked like a charm. It was so much more efficient than all the scripts that I implemented on a large Linux box. It ran on my old desktop, whatever that was. What was it? A Pentium 4 or something? Or 5? Or I don't remember exactly. But I spent a ton of time that I could have spent building great websites, selling more links, building my list, doing more SEO, learning more about, you know, those affiliate scripts. And I hacked a lot of affiliate scripts. Maybe I fell victim to that because I also got an engineering background, but maybe I was just cheap. And you don't want to make the same mistake. Be aware that even if you don't make a lot of money, your time is worth something and you want to leverage your time. If you have money, you spend money to make more money. That's how business works. This is actually common business advice. You have to spend money to make money. You have to spend money on your education. You have to spend time on your education. You have to spend time anyways. You know, if you can speed things up, then by all means, please do so. You cannot buy back a single hour of your time that you wasted by being cheap, like I did. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, no thank you, sir. You don't want to be cheap. You don't want to make the same mistake. I'm glad I learned. I hope you learned too. All right, that was it for me from today. My name is Christoph Kemper. I wish you a wonderful day. I'm looking forward to your feedback. And for all of you who listen to this from the German markets, we got a German podcast as well at podcast.linkresearchtools.de, just in case you missed that. Okay, bye-bye.